Hello, everybody. This is Danilo from peacefulanarchism.com. Doing a video indoors today. It's a little bit chilly, snowing, freezing rain, all that fun stuff. And I want to talk about something that I thought of recently. We had a snowstorm a couple days ago, and I was shoveling outside in the walkway and the driveway myself, and I was thinking about how far along technology has improved our lives, how drastically it has changed human productivity and efficiency, because my neighbor had a snowblower, and I graciously asked him, or I asked him to borrow the snowblower, and he was able to help me with a particularly difficult part of my driveway in a good neighborly way. He graciously did it. So I was reflecting on the Luddite fallacy and how people tend to blame technology for a lot of the problems that we see in today's society. And I think it can be realized more apparently when we view people who live in very extreme weather conditions, weather climates, where there's intense cold, intense snow, or intense heat. Places where human beings typically probably would not live. And how human ingenuity and technological advancement and innovation has allowed for the explosion in population of human beings, not only in the temperate zones, but also in the intemperate zones where there's wild fluctuations and drastic weather changes. Now, that's not to say that people already did live in those regions, such as the Arctic, before there was technology, only that it has made it that much more comfortable and livable for many more people. And so, looking at it in this way, technology is not only comfortable, but many people depend on it entirely for their very lives. So to say that technology is the root of evil and that we must scale it back, we must go back to primitive times, we must tear down the buildings, and we must eradicate the machines. First of all, it's blaming inanimate objects for the problems that human beings with free will and consciousness have created. But in doing so, if you were to actually do that and destroy those machines and try to attempt to recreate life centuries ago, you will unwittingly be exterminating millions, if not billions, of people who fundamentally rely on these technological innovations to live. So, it must be realized how important, how necessary, how vital technology has become to the human condition in the sense of increasing productivity. Would you rather shovel the snow yourself, or would you rather have a snowblower? Would you rather dig a hole yourself, or would you rather have an excavator? Would you rather walk or take a bicycle over a long distance, or take a car, an airplane, or a train? Would you rather wash your clothes by hand and dry them, or would you rather have a washing machine and a dryer? Would you rather hunt animals or grow your own food out of necessity, or would you rather other people who specialize in such practices do it on your behalf and you pay them with currency? See, this is the beauty of free market capitalism, is that people can specialize in what they are most skilled at. And in doing so, it lifts the standard of living of everybody to dizzying heights of prosperity. When we are forced to dedicate our time, our limited time and limited energy, towards endeavors that we are unskilled at, we are wasting our time, we are wasting our energy, we are wasting the limited natural resources that are given to us by virtue of our existence. The beauty of free trade and capitalism is that people can specialize. People can open businesses, provide products and services of things that they are superb at, that they are excellent in. And in doing so, in trading our excellent services and products with each other, that's how you achieve progress. That's how civilization is created. That's how wealth is created. It reminds me of Joe Rogan, one of his stand-up comedian. He said, basically pointing out how stupid we all are and that we all use these amazingly complex technological inventions, and yet we really have no idea how they function. Do you know how your cell phone functions? Do you know how your laptop functions? Do you know how your car functions? Could you fix your car? Could you fix your laptop? Could you fix your phone? And yet we use these things on a daily basis. As he says, how long before, if I drop you in the woods with a hatchet and a toothbrush, could you send me an email? So he's illustrating the fundamental ignorance that so many people have regarding the things that they use. But this is not a problem. This is the beauty, right? This ties in with the idea of spontaneous order, in that so many things have to occur, so many voluntary interactions must take place for the beauty of the market to function, that it is almost unfathomable. And so technology is not to blame for our woes and our problems. It is actually our savior. Technology is merely the transforming of raw natural resources and combining that with the intellect and the ingenuity and creativity of men and women into usable products and services that improve our lives exponentially. It is something to be celebrated. It's a magnificent thing. And that's why this is a beautiful time to be alive. I celebrate it daily. Thank you very much for listening. This is Danilo Cuellar from PeacefulAnarchism.com. Have a wonderful day.